Galileo from Indigo Girls are with us live in the studio. Do you like listening back to your stuff?
You know, it's funny. That song seems so old now. It was like 2 years ago.
2 years, yeah.
But when you make a new record, you become so immersed in what you're doing at the time.
Would you change that at all, listening back to it, or do you like the way it came out?
No, that's a good mix. We like that.
Yeah.
All right, we're here with the Indigo Girls coming up later on this hour. Tasman Archer will be with us. If you'd like to talk to any of our guests, of course, be sure to call us. Our toll-free number is 1-800-223-ROCK. That's 1-800-223-7625. Hi, I'm Tom Calderone. We're here with Amy and Emily, Indigo Girls, later on this hour. The very fine Tasman Archer. Don't forget, starting on March 8th, Modern Rock Live moves to Tuesday night, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. We're going to take some phone calls right now. Let's talk to Kelly and Glenn Ellen on Q101 in Chicago. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
You're on with Indigo Girls.
Hi, I was wondering how and when you guys figured out that this is what you guys wanted to do for the rest of your lives and, like, the point at which you realize it was actually happening for you.
Have you figured it out yet, even?
We're still wondering. No, well, we were playing, we started playing together at the end of high school, like 1981, and then we played all through college, and we had started to build, like, a grassroots following, and I was actually, this is Emily talking, I was actually thinking about going to grad school and being a teacher, and Amy was out, you know, beating the pavement and doing all the hard work, so it just came down to sort of, she gave me a little ultimatum and said, are you going to do this or are you going to do that? And so at that point, we made the decision to actually commit to it as a career.
Did the name come right out of the bat?
Well, we were called a really silly name. We were called the B-Band. I don't know. I can't remember why. And then Sailors and Ray and then Indigo Girls. So
that's it. What was the first song you guys wrote?
Well, I wrote a song when I was young. I think I was 11. I wrote a song called Benny the Penny and I.
I wrote a song called Didn't They Know the People? I was 8 years old.
So we'll say that for the box set, right?
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Now, this is her name, Mary Jean Sunshine of New York City.
All right.
You weren't supposed to say that.
I wasn't. I'm sorry.
We know it.
Yeah, that's my real name, but I go by MJ.
Oh, okay.
All right,
that's
MJ.
What I told the guy.
What's your question, MJ?
My first question actually is for Amy. I was wondering, I'd heard you'd gone electric for this new album. I was wondering what influenced that decision.
What happened?
And whether you liked the change.
Well, actually, I mean, we didn't really go electric. I didn't go electric. I wrote one song on electric guitar, actually, specifically on electric, and we recorded that. Emily and I did both on electric instruments live with a drummer and bass player. And then there was one other song that I just played an electric lead in, but that's it. I'm still completely attached to the acoustic guitar.
What's your second question, Ms. Sunshine?
Thank you. Emily, I think I heard somewhere that you had said something about your music meaning something else to you since you turned 30, and I was wondering if you would elaborate on that.
I think what I was talking about was just where these songs came from, and it was just more about, I don't know, you get a little more philosophical as you get older, and it was just about my place having turned 30 and learning a few things about life, and that's where my songs came from. So that's probably what I was referring to. Who knows, though?
Charlie on WBRU. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, good evening.
I was just wondering when the Indigo Girls will be coming on tour again, especially around this way.
Well, we are going to start touring the United States probably in mid-June, and we'll definitely be hitting the Providence area for sure. So we're going to play everywhere, so you'll see us, and you won't be able to get rid of us because we'll be on tour for a long time, I think.
And I'm sure this is one of the songs you guys will do live, I Don't Want to Know.
Yeah, probably this year. We probably will. It's an old song from 1987 from our first album that we put out independently.
Terrific. Here it is on Modern Rock Live.